Get ready for another Outside the Box. Always looking for security. Today's topic is, prisons don't make us safer. I knew there were a lot of myths around the jail and prison system, but 21? Wow. Author Victoria Law, an ironic last name, gave me 6 or 8 to 10 pages exploding each of the 21 myths. Like, prisons make us safer, of course, but also, prisons provide rehabilitation, or skin color has nothing to do with mass incarceration, or being in jail or prison allows people to get drug treatment. All are mostly, if not entirely, false, according to the author. Law tells sad stories of horrible treatment by guards, where security is more important to prison officials than someone having a mental breakdown, or where someone in jail died from an untreated illness because they were assumed to be faking. And stories are effectively combined with numbers, like over half of all transgender people who are locked up are assaulted while incarcerated. Also, 60% to 90% of all women in prison have experienced physical and or sexual abuse, often contributing to their incarceration. Right now, immigrants especially are being locked up and experiencing violence and mistreatment, even though they're not even getting their day in court, and the charges are almost always for civil, not criminal, offenses. Punishment is often excessive, even if legal, but does punishment really change the life of someone behind bars? That's one question that law does not address directly. But high recidivism rates, where many of those who are incarcerated will return to prison again, and sometimes again and again, demonstrate that prison does little to nothing to help someone change their lives, unless they make those changes on their own. Are private prisons the problem? Law says they're worse, but state or county prisons and jails are almost as bad. Let's not blame private companies like Corrections Corporation of America and the GEO Group, bad though they both are, for a bad system, and profit from free or very cheap prison labor, while a horrible practice is not why so many are locked up as well. Many believe services in prisons and jails, such as mental health care, substance use disorder programs, and other treatments, offer a chance for change. But law is clear that such programs do little to help, especially compared to programs where a person is not locked up. They do not get drug treatment after arrest or conviction, although in some cases treatment they receive before arrest is continued. Prison should be more like those in Norway. It's also a myth, according to law. Although Norway's prisons attempt to make life more quote-unquote normal, it's still detention, a form of punishment, not an environment where a person can practice a different way of thinking about themselves and their place in the world. Will reforms fix the current problems with prisons and jails? Again, law sees this as a myth. The system is rotten and needs to be rebuilt from the ground up to address public safety and how we treat violations of the laws. Prisons are the only option for stopping violent crime is another myth, since lawbreaking continues no matter how many people are jailed. There's got to be a better way, and in almost all cases, there is. If we put all 21 myths from Victoria Law together, it appears that prisons and jails do little good and a lot of harm to our communities and our country. What to do instead? Diversion programs outside the criminal legal system. restorative justice to address the needs of victims and perpetrators, counseling and treatment programs, and addressing the root causes of illegal behavior, poverty, discrimination, family and other violence are a good start. Have you had any experiences in prison or jail, either yourself or as a family member or friend? How is that experience for you? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to get rid of prisons and jails for almost everyone.